哎，李高，大家鼓掌。
姐妹平安，
平安。
很非常感谢神给我这一个机会，可以跟大家分享我的一个小小的心得。其实，在我自己准备这一个功课的时候，我真的感觉到非常感谢每一个礼拜来这里的讲员所花的时间。
I want to really appreciate our speaker that when they come, the preparation they made.
Yeah, 所以在我做这个功课的当中
as I prepare for this sermon,
我也是更加加深了对基督的认识
deepen my own understanding of who Christ is.
Yeah, 是非常的感恩
I'm also grateful.
我们先来做一个简短的祷告。我们在天上的父
Our Heavenly Father,
感谢你
Thank you.
感谢你给我这一个时间
Thank you for the time that you gave us.
来跟我们弟兄姐妹来分享一点见证
We can share our message together.
因为我们都知道神是真实的
Because you are real.
你是自由拥有
You are always there.
不管人怎么样说
no matter what other people say,
你都是存在的
you are there.
求神打开我们的心
we ask you to open our heart,
等我们来接受你的教训
so that we can receive your teaching.
我们这样的祷告
in Jesus' name we pray.
我们主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
我跟你讲说好各位弟兄姐妹我今天要讲这一题目信耶稣你有证据吗
Are there any evidence for believing in Jesus Christ?
我为什么会选这一个题目呢
Do you know why I pick this topic?
因为当我还没有信主的时候
Before I become a Christian myself
我常常用这一个问题去跟人家斗争
This is the main topic I used to debate with other Christians
我当我信了主以后
After I become a Christian
好奇怪
Strangely
我的当我去跟朋友讨论这个问题的时候
When I begin to discuss this topic with my friend
他们也是用同样的去来的跟我讲话
They debate me with the same question
我非常的奇怪
This is really strange
OK 我先问你们一个问题
I want to ask you a question first.
你们知道灵恩派跟福音派有一个什么样的不一样吗
You know what the main difference between the evangelical and the
灵恩派 Okay,
Pentecostal.
Yeah. 除了是周子上次提到的一点
Actually, we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago.
灵恩派在唱诗歌的时候会在地上打滚。
Very often, the Pentecostals tend to be very excited when they sing.
你们觉得还有什么不一样吗
Is there any other difference between them and the evangelical?
我自己的觉得
I felt
在一个福音派的信徒
Among the evangelical Christians
我们都是很理智的
We are a lot more rational.
我们想去找出一个原因
We want to know the reason why.
我们的信仰究竟建立在什么地方
We want to where are the foundation of our faith.
我们是很理性的
We are a lot more rational.
所以我们常常去找证据
That's why very often we do seek for evidence.
我自己是学工程的
I'm an engineering background.
所以我很习惯的去问 why, 去问为什么
That's why it's a very common question for me.
因为我真的很想知道我自己在信什么。
Because I really want to know why I believe.
我的信仰基础在哪里
？What are the basis of my faith?
或许在这里的弟兄姐妹们
，many of you，
你们可能深信上帝的存在。
You are already very convinced of God's existence.
没有怀疑的。
You have no doubt.
不过你们有没有曾经试过在生活里面？Do you ever in your lifetime 去问神，你为如果真的有神存在的时候，你为什么让这样的事情会发生？
Have you ever wondered why so many things happen if God is there?
如果真的有神的话，你为什么让一些不公义的事情发生在我们的身上？
If God is there, why are so many injustices still around?
我们的信根基究竟在哪里？
Where can we put our faith?
去到哪里？
Where is the, where can our faith go?
有保留吗？
Do we have any reservation?
我们香港现在非常流行的一句说话。
That's a common, very common saying in Hong Kong now.
你为了信仰，你能够去到哪里，就是说你能够为尊严或者会有给准的。
How far are you willing to go for your faith?
好，今天我们就尝试用一个法庭上的去审查我们的存在的证据。
I want to use like a cold approach to examine the faith, the evidence of our faith.
我很想希望你们可以放下你自己信与不信的立场。
I hope for a while you can put away a lot of your presupposition.
好像你在法庭上面的陪审人一样。
You are going to be like a jury in the court.
用很客观的观点。
Listen to me with objective ear.
去审查存在的证据。
To examine this evidence.
然后我们再来做一个结论。
And we can draw a conclusion afterwards.
好，我再问各位一个问题。
I want to ask you this question.
你们清楚什么叫主观的存在跟客观的存在吗？
Do you know what's different between an objective evidence and a subjective evidence?
我可以给你们一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
有一天我晚了回那个家。
One day I came home late.
不过我也忘记打电话回家跟 Amy 说我要晚回来吃饭。
我说 I forgot to call Amy that I'm going to be home late.
当我回家吃饭的时候呢，
by the time I come back home,
看到桌上只有一碟炒鸡蛋。
There is only one plate.
不过 Amy 就跟我说了。
昨天 Amy told me.
看起来这个烧鸭是非常香的好吃的。
The roast duck smells quite good.
不过我怎么看这个桌上还是只有个鸡蛋所以这个就是在 A 那个烧鸭的存在是 Amy 的主观的存在。
The existence of a roast duck is an objective evidence for Amy.
不过在我自己，它是客观上不存在的。
But subjectively, I don't have any evidence of it.
简单的来说
，To put it simply.
客观的事实不会因为你不存在而不存在。
The objective truth will not be disputed because you don't believe it.
当然，如果 Amy 问我这个烧鸭好不好吃的话
，Of course, she asked me whether how the roast duck tastes.
我当然说好吃了。
I must reply you it was quite good.
如果不然，连那根鸡蛋也是没有了。
My boy will not be available either.
好。我们最重要耶稣基督传在这个世界的证据。
We want to still examine some evidence for Jesus' existence.
当然就是圣经上面四部福音书。
Most of evidence are in the gospel or the four gospels.
但我们不是有一个问题说那个福音书值得相信吗？
However, is the book of gospels are they reliable?
他们在记录事情的时候有没有由于太远了没有办法把真实的记下来
Are all these events recorded too far afterwards?
常问自己一个问题有没有证据呢
I often ask myself what are the evidence for the Gospels?
好这样我们现在就是把这个证据来分析然后请各位用你客观的来判断这个证据的真实
I want to present a couple of facts so that we can examine these evidence.
然后这是福音书是几时写成的呢？
Do you know when was the gospel written?
OK, 我们一般来说
Generally,
马可福音是在公元70年。
The book of Mark is in 70,
AD,
70 AD.
马太福音大概在80年。
Book of Matthew is in 80 AD.
约翰福音大概在公元90年。
The Gospel of John is in 70 AD.
不过其实这里有一个证据。
There's some fact.
那个福音书可能会在更接近耶稣上十字架的时候写成的。
Now these gospels are actually written very close to the time when Jesus was crucified.
我们知道保罗是死在公元62年。
We know Paul was killed on 62 AD.
然后他的朋友路加医生。
And then his friend, Luke the doctor.
他是写了路加福音的使徒行传。
He is the author of the Gospel of Luke and Acts.
他是想把这些东西送到罗马的政府去。
He wants to present all these narrative to the Roman government.
可以为保罗做一点证据吧，我想。
Some sort of defense for Paul.
如果这样的话。路加福音应该是写在保罗死以前，就是62年以前。
So the Gospel of Luke must be written before 62 AD.
而且我们也知道，在路加福音里面。
Also, we also learn in the Book of Acts, or the Book of Luke, the Luke.
它是有引用到马可福音的资料。
He used a lot of information from the other Gospel.
这样的话，就是说马可福音可能写在路加福音以前。
So Mark got to be written before Luke.
这样的话，他的陈述的时间可能推前到公元60年。
So the chronicle pushed up even earlier.
其实这还不算，因为我们知道。保罗的书信更是写在四福音之前。
We also know that the epistle of Paul was written earlier than the gospel.
保罗大概在公元40年后期开始写。
Paul began to write a letter around 40 AD.
一些重要的书信大概在公元50年写。
Some of the more major epistle was written maybe in 50 AD.
所以我们如果要寻找进入耶稣最早的进去，
We want to any a factual recording of Jesus.
我们应该去看一看保罗的书信。
We should start with the epistle of Paul.
看可不可以找到耶稣更早的资料的存在。
To see whether there is any fact that written even earlier.
我们可以发现到保罗书信里面
we discovered in the Epistle of Paul
他是写了很多初期教会的一些信条
he recorded many events in the early church
或者是赞美诗
he also written many prayers
然后这些信条其实都是教会本身信仰的根基
all these doctrines are later on adopted by the church
然后可以说出他们信仰的中心
express the central doctrine of their belief.
他们的内容是非常严肃的。
So all these content are very serious.
我们来看一看他写的赞美诗。
I want to write we want to examine some of the praise that he wrote.
我们来读一读腓立比书二章六到十一节吧。
Let's read the book of Philippians.
他本有神的形象，
不以自己与神同等为全夺的，反倒虚己，夺了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，全心之奴，以至于死，死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他万王之上的名。
要去天台天上地下的地下的如何去世无不口称耶稣基督为主为荣耀为主为主的神。
那另外一个写关于耶稣基督的事实是在哥罗西书从一章十五到二十节，不过我们这部我们这部在念的。
You can read it on your own.
其实这一些所说出来、所记录下来的事情
，all these event recorded by Paul，
他们都是初期教会非常相信的一个事实。
These are the doctrine that the early church believed in.
如果我们再看。保罗的哥林多前书。
If you look at Paul's First Corinthians，
他的十五章第三节就说得很清楚。
In chapter 15，
我当日所领受又传给你们的，他为什么我说我当日领受
？I give to you what I have received。
这个就是。关于到这个历史上时间的问题。
This is related to the timing in history.
耶稣在公元三十年上十字架。
Jesus was crucified on 32 A.D.
保罗信主的话是在两年之后。
Paul became a believer 2 years after.
然后保罗在公元三十五年去耶路撒冷。
In A.D. 35, Paul went up to Jerusalem.
去跟使徒见面
to see the apostles，
然后来见证他们所看见的
so together they witness what they had seen，
他们所相信的
what they believe。
所以保罗已经说他已经领受了那些，他绝对就在哥林多前书说他退前可以到公元三十五年的时候，他教会记录耶稣的事实已经写在上面了。
If that's what Paul had received, so whatever he received got to be before 35 AD.
所以把耶稣的事实跟复活的证据可以推前到耶稣死后二到五年的时间。
So you can even push further that a lot of these recorded events.Recorded two to five years after Jesus was crucified.
所以不是说四福音或者是保罗的书信都是说一些不正确的话。
So you cannot see that, you can see that the epistle of Paul are written very close to the time when the event happened.
Yeah. 因为我们知道历史上
，because we know in history
很多所谓历史都是写在那个事件发生了几百年后才写下来的。
Very often a lot of historical events are recorded a couple hundred years afterwards.
不过我们还是觉得它是正确的。
Even then we think these historical events are reliable.
那为什么我们的福音书只有三十年，这个耶稣死后三十年的时间？
Especially now the gospel is written 3 to 5 years after.The event.
Yeah. 有时候会更推前到耶稣死后五年的时间。
Some of them could be even traced back to 5 years after Jesus was crucified.
所以这一个证据绝对是在说福音书所写的不是后人所加进去的神话。
That's why these recorded events of Jesus are very accurate and reliable.
将我们在时间上面的证明的一个重要的痛。
From this time, I want to point out one fact.
然后究竟是谁写这个福音书呢
？That is who wrote the Gospels.
我们都知道写福音书的都是爱耶稣、跟随耶稣的人。
We know all these authors are followers of Jesus.
像我们会不会怀疑说，他们 会作假或者写一些不正确的事情在书上呢？
Can we question how reliable is their recording?
Yeah, 作为一个陪审员的话，
As a juror,
我是绝对赞成你们有这样的疑问。
I really support that we have this questioning.
这个是有效的疑问。
Because this is a legitimate question.
因为我们要审查每一个证据。
We want to examine every single fact.
看看他们有没有弱点跟漏洞。
See whether there is anything that's not trustworthy.
然后我们就试试看用现在法庭上面所用的方法。
So that we can do it as if you are in the court.
把各样关于作假的事情来考验一下。
We can examine all the related evidence.
看看他们是不是诚实的。
See whether they are honest.
他们有没有把一些虚假的东西放到上面去。
Are they things that are not true in the gospel?
因为在法庭上面已经证实了一件事情。
Because in the court you can examine and prove.
因为凡是证据是诚实正确的话，
If the evidence is reliable,
他们必定经得起一切的考验。
You have to be able to stand up to examination.
如果是假的夸大的话，
If something that was false,
很容易就会给人家把它推翻。
You can be easily be shown.
你还记得在2008年我们金融风暴了以后，
Do you remember in 2008 during the financial crisis?
然后有很多银行倒闭了
Many banks are closed.
然后后来我们政府不是对很多银行都实行那个亚利查询
And afterwards there were so many audits of the banks.
Yeah, 他们作为 stress test.
Most Christian.
所以如果是真的有实力的银行
If the bank is reliable,
他们会通过这个实验
You will stand up to the stress test.
如果他们根本没有这个能力是虚假的话，
If there is a lot of vacuous stuff in the bank,
他们就会 fail, 不会通过，然后那个银行大概就会倒闭了。
They will fail the examination.
OK. 然后各位陪审员，
As I ask you, member of the jury,
我们是这样用这样七个方法，看看我们能不能够看出一个结果来。
I want to approach from seven different approach.
第一个是意图。
First, what are the intent?
第二个是诚信。
Whether how reliable?
一致性。
Third is consistency.
他们有没有偏见呢？
Are there prejudice involved?
那个证人有没有想隐藏一些东西呢？
Are there some hidden other evidence?
还有没有其他的证据可以证明呢？除了主要的证据
，besides the evidence, are there any other supporting evidence?
那我们还要看看反对耶稣的人他们的供词是什么。
Also, we want to examine the statement of people who are against Jesus Christ.
好，我们第一点先看一下他的意图。
Look at the intent.
其实在路加福音里面他一早就已经告诉我们他的意图。
In the beginning of the gospel Luke, he mentioned the purpose for his writing the gospel.
他是真的有意图把耶稣基督真实的情况写下来。
He want to give an accurate account of what happened.
他根本没有想过把一些虚假的东西放到上面去。
He want to recall the evidence of Jesus Christ.
另外一个在约翰福音
，and in the Gospel of John，
在20:31，他也是很明显的把他的意图写下来。
The author also clearly states intent of his writing the Gospel of John。
他是说神，耶稣是神的子，神的儿子，要我们相信他。
He said, "I wrote this so that you can believe that Jesus is Son of God."
如果在法庭上面，法官告诉你那个。证据已经有一个很明确的企图。
When the judge tell you that the police have all these facts, there is a clear intention.
不过我是知道有些人就会问了。
Some people might ask.
写 这个书提供这个正宫的人都是跟耶稣有关系的人。
All these people who wrote the gospel, they are all related to Jesus.
这样我们怎么可以确定他写的是真的呢？
How can we be sure that there is no prejudice in them?
这样我们就去到第二点。
Now we come to the second part.
他的品格，他的诚信的问题呢？
We come to the sincerity or reliability of the author.
你如果看到我们今天在电视上面看到的法律方面的一些片子，
If you watch a show on TV about a court, in the court,
那些很凶的律师常常不是说这个人不可信吗？
You very often see the lawyer say that you cannot trust that person.
只要他说了一个假的话，他以前所说的都不能在法律上面作为一个正确的证供。
He made one false statement that put everything he said into the question.
所以我们来用现在作者的一个诚信来证实一下，他们值不值得我们去相信。
That's why we want to examine how reliable are these authors.
其实我们都知道，信徒都是希望把耶稣真实的情况写在书上。
We know the believer wants to recall the truth of Jesus' event of Jesus.
我们也知道耶稣基督对他使徒的要求。
We also know the requirement or standard that Jesus set for his followers.
因为耶稣基督对他们的要求是非常高的。
Because Jesus is very high standard for them.
所以那些信徒是宁愿失去了自己的生命。
These people are willing to give their own life.
他们也不要改变他们自己所说过的话。
They would stand up with put their life in mind what they have written.
如果你讲到他们的诚信、他们的正直、他们的道德，
You want to talk about sincerity or their morality.
我相信他比现在或者以前的人都高得太多。
They are willing to put up a lot more than anyone else. That we can.
看看我们最近中国不是很多作假或者欺骗的事情吗？
There are many deception happening in China.
不过我们不是也常听到，如果他知道你是基督徒的话，
Very often we heard that when they know the witness is a Christian,
他们大概会对你比较放心。
Generally, the court put more trust if a person is a Christian.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们基督徒有我们诚实的名誉。
Because there's a good reputation of being a Christian.
各位，你接受这一个证据吗？
Do you think that is acceptable evidence for you?
Okay. 然后提到第三点。
On the third point.
圣经书有没有前后一致？
Is there a consistency in the gospel?
因为每一个公式都有可能前后矛盾。
Very often in the narrative there is contradiction.
因为每一本福音书上面都有写不一样的事情。
These events are recorded in four different gospels.
他们究竟有没有一些矛盾是不能够调和的？
Are there irreconcilable contradictions among them?
如果有的话，
Is there such contradiction?
然后叫人怎么样相信书里面所写的？
got to question the reliability of the gospel.
现在很多专家
many experts
他们都承认福音书上面有很多矛盾的地方。
They claim that Bible has so many contradictions.
不过当你研究了这个书以后，
But as you come closely examine this passage,
这些所谓矛盾，
All these supposed contradictions
都是由于翻译呢资料的采用或者是省略所造成的。
Very often it is caused by abbreviation or by interpretation.
如果根据2000年前的标准，
If we use the standard used 2000 years ago,
他们根本没有 computer, 没有电脑跟影印机。
Before the time of computer or printer,
他们所写的其实是非常的一致。
You are surprised how consistent all these recorded events are.
我们就反过来来想想。
Now we let's think about another thing.
如果四福音里面所说的都是一致同样的话，
if all four Gospels are exactly the same,
这样你会有怀疑他们四个之间会有些私下的沟通呢？
Now you might get a question, maybe they could collaborate among themselves.
这样我们根本不需要用四本福音书，一本就够了。
In that case, though, you don't really need four gospels, one will be sufficient.
在夏伯大学一个法学院的教授，
a university professor.
他研究了福音书以后做了一个结论。
After his examination of gospel, he concluded that
他说福音书里面的矛盾
the contradiction in the gospel
是证明了他们所作者之间是没有事先默契的。
Show that these authors are not working together.
不过他们有同样共通的地方。
There are many common areas among them.
很明显的。
The evidence shows
他们都是为一件历史上的大的事情作为见证。
They are recording the same major event in the history.
有一个我们常常提到的例子。
And then we often heard an example.
就是马太福音跟路加福音所提到耶稣基督的教父。
When you talk about the birth of Jesus in the Mark of Luke and Matthew.
他们看起来是不太一样。
It seems like they are different in them.
然后，如果你真的去研究了以后
，But as you closely examine these passages,
你们可以知道他们的出发点是不一样。
You see they coming from different perspectives.
马太是由乐师的教父上去的，是 Joseph。
He followed the line of Joseph.
然后路加是根据玛利亚里面的教
父。Luke recorded genealogy according to Mary.
其实这样不同的教父。
These are two different genealogy.
我们都可以追寻到最后耶稣是大卫的后裔。
Both trace back to that David as the Jesus son of David.
所以这一个才是最重要的地方。
That is the important point.
你们接受通过这一个证据吗？
Do you see this evidence?
有没有我们在做第四个研究？
Point four.
有没有偏见？
Are they prejudiced in the gospel?
我们要看一看那个证据，他们有没有一些利益可以改变他们的证供。
Are there reasons why they should prejudice themselves?
他们有没有把事实歪曲了？
Did they distort the facts?
因为他们都是爱耶稣的人。
Because of their love for Jesus.
可能就为了这一个原因，把耶稣的事情夸大了。
They might exaggerate the fact of Jesus because of their love for him.
这个是有可能发生的。
This is possible.
不过我们可以从另外一个角度去分析这一个证据。
As we examine from a different perspective of these events,
都是由于那些写证据的作者都是爱耶稣的。
Because of these authors are all follow of Jesus.
他们都是很崇拜很敬仰耶稣基督的人。
They are people who worship or who adore Jesus Christ.
所以你们想一想，他们会不会把耶稣不正确的事情留下来呢？
Will they recall event about him erroneously?
因为耶稣对于他们性格的要求是非常严格的。
Because of what Jesus asked of them.
然后在另外一点
，another point，
这些作者写了这些福音书以后。
Are they recording this gospel?
他们除了受了咒骂、放逐跟生命受了危害以外，别无所得。
There's no other reason besides endanger their life and being ostracized by the society.
在金钱上，他当然绝对没有好处。
There's no monetary gain for them.
不过就是他们是基督徒。
But because they are Christian.
他们是一个正直的人。
They are righteous men.
他们把他们所看到、所听到的事情
，They've written down what they have witnessed，
都把它宣告出来。即使他们受害，甚至死亡的话 他们也不在乎。
To proclaim this fact, even unto death for them.
你们接了这一点证供吗？
Are these factual events sufficient for you?
好，我们讲的第五点。
Let's go to point five.
他有没有接引？
Are there any cover up?
我们知道，常常在法庭做工的时候，
very often in the court procedure，
有一些人总是想办法把一些找理由把一些假证供说出来保护自己。
Some people will try to cover up something to protect themselves，
或者避免提出一些不可能解释的事情。
Or to avoid things that are hard to explain。
因为这样，他们自己就会受到保护。
So that they can protect themselves.
不过在法庭上面已经证实了。
But the in the court procedure.
他们这样做的话，常常都会把他们所隐藏的东西表现出来。
Very often in the process of doing so, they actually expose themselves.
啊，我们回来看一看我们福音书里面究竟有什么东西。
Let's see whether there are any cover up in the gospel.
我们福音书上面有很多难以相信的事情。
There are many events recorded in the gospel that is very hard to believe.
不过他们从来没有想把它 cover， 把它掩盖起来。
But we don't see any evidence of covering up.
因为我们不是说耶稣是全能的吗？
We say that Jesus is Almighty.
不过在马可福音里面六章五节。
They are in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 5.
他不是说耶稣在拿撒勒的时候不能行什么行事吗？
There are times that Jesus did not perform any miracles.
我们不是说耶稣是全知的吗？
And we will also say that Jesus is all-knowing.
不过在马可福音十三章三十二节。
But in the book of Mark, chapter 13.
耶稣说他自己不晓得他几时会在？
Jesus said that he doesn't know the time of which the day and time when he will return.
像我们知道，我这个四福音的作者，他没有避免把一些难解释的事情放在书里面。
The author clearly did not try to avoid statements that are not favorable to Jesus.
因为这是因为他们当时不了解。
Because these statements are very difficult to understand.
不过他们是有传心传意，是要把耶稣基督真实的事情流传下来。
But they want to record exactly what Jesus said.
不过我们也反过来看，他们是不是把所有耶稣基督的事情都一一记录下来了？
In other words, did they record every event of Jesus?
没有。
Not so.
因为约翰福音二十一章二十五节就说得很清楚。
John in chapter 21 he says，
因为耶稣基督的事情太多，他没有办法把他所有写下来。
Jesus also performed many other things that cannot be recorded in his book。
所以我们知道作者在写这些事情当中，但是的时候他们有选择性。
So the author John he picked what he thinks the most important event。
不过有一点我们可以知道，
one thing we can be sure，
他不会把假的东西写到里面去。
He will not pick false statements。
他们不会把一些 跟历史事实不相符的东西放在这个书上面去。
They will not record things that is contrary to what historic event is。
他也不会删改一些事情。
He will not change the writing。
因为在启示录上面最后的两章里也是说得非常清楚。
Because in the end of book of Revelation, it clearly states,
没有人可以删去一点一毫。
Nobody should add or take away anything written in this book.
你们接受这一个证据吗？
Do you see the consistent all this evidence?
我们再说第六点。
Let's go to point six.
有没有其他证据？
Are there other supporting evidence for the gospel?
因为有时候除了证人本身直接的证据，
there very often besides the direct evidence related to the person himself，
我们也可以找到其他人的证据来支持他的证据。
There are often many supporting evidence that can be pointed to the same direction。
因为现在考古学了，
and archaeology，
科学了，
or the sciences，
都提供了一些有效的旁证。
They all provide many supporting side evidence。
其实我们都知道，考古学是不能推翻人心里面的一个信仰。
We all know that archaeology, archaeological fact, cannot overrule what is believed in people's tongue.
因为考古学只能够发现这个历史上面的地点。
Because the only thing can you can put point out the event and the location.
这样它才能证明古代留下来的证据是值得更加可信的。
So see all these relics from the history, are they reliable?
在路加福音，路加在使徒行传一章二节。
In the book, Acts of Book of Acts，
他已经说得很清楚，说他要把真实耶稣基督的事情写在书上。
He wants to record every event of Jesus。
所以，我们除了这些考古学跟科学的证的旁证以外，
besides all these other side evidence, supporting evidence，
我们也可以看到其他来自犹太人的见证。
We also can examine some of the statements by the contemporary Jews at the time。
所以证明耶稣基督是实在在历史上面一个真实的事件。
To show that Jesus walked in history。
你们接受这一个证供吗？
You accept that assertion?
不是。而我们最后一点，
Finally，
我们看看反对他的人所提出的证供。
We want to see some of the statements provided by the enemy of Jesus。
我们看看当时有没有反对耶稣的人提出不一样的意见。
Are there people whoproposed fact that is contrary to what Jesus said.
我们不常常看到影片上面那些律师呱呱叫 objection 吗？
Yeah, we often see the opposing objection by the opposing lawyers.
因为你若是反对他的人，你看到一些你认为是假的话，
If you are an opponent, you see something that's false.
你绝对会大声的叫你是说假话。
You will object to the fact.
因为我们相信当时很多人会反对耶稣基督的运动。
In fact, we know that Jesus had many enemies at the time.
不过你可以在犹太人的书上面没有找到一些很明显的证据。
But in the Jewish historic document, you don't see that many things that's contrary to what's in the gospel.
他们有提到一个说，那个耶稣为引到以色列人误入歧途的牧师。
They talk about that Jesus misled the Jews into a false doctrine.
这样其实他这一句话，
In fact, this statement
其实已经提供了一个证据，耶稣是有实行过一些奇妙的事情。
That show that Jesus did in fact did many miracles.
如果耶稣没有做过这样的神迹的话，
If Jesus did not perform these miracles，
他们最简单就是说你是所谤的人，他根本没有做过。
They would say, simply say that he is a liar, but the event did not even happen。
不过他们没有这样做。
But that's what the enemy said。
他们反而很含蓄的把耶稣基督的什么人所说的话都写出来。
In fact, just object to the event that Jesus did.
因为当时耶稣基督徒是受到很大的迫害的。
During the time, Christian was under great persecution.
如果他们说出一些方假的话，
if they present any false fact or evidence,
反对他的人绝对不会放过这里的机会。
These enemies will pounce on that weakness.
不只是当时。
Not only then.
现在已经两千年。
But throughout 2,000 years of history.
你有没有看到有人提出福音书里面所写的不实事实呢？
We barely see anybody that can present anything false about the gospel.
你们接受这一个证据吗？
Do you see that evidence as sufficient for you?
好，我们从这七点的证据里面
，From these seven points，
关于使徒成书的基础
，From the intent of the apostle，
他们的诚信。
Their sincerity,
那个福音书里面的一致性
，consistency in the recorded event，
他们有没有偏见
？Examine their prejudice，
他们有没有想隐藏一些不写的事情
？Is there possible cover up？
有没有其他旁证
？From the supporting evidence，
从一些反对他的人所说的话
？From the statement made by the opponent of Jesus，
越过你们是在法庭上面的陪审员的话。
If you are a member of jury in court，
你们会怎么样判这个福音书？它是写真的诗呢，还是写假的诗
？Would you deliberate the biblical event as true or false？
Not guilty.
哈哈哈其实耶稣基督的事情
，In fact, the many recording about Jesus。
是有实在太多证据存在的。
There are so much evidence.
我根本没有办法可以一一的说出来。
Even I cannot gather that many.
不过最后我们还是要测试一个问题。
But in the end, we have to come to one important issue.
耶稣基督有没有真的从死里面复活
？Jesus.Raised right from the dead，
在福音书里面似乎他记载一些不太可能发生的事情。
In the Gospel of John, many unbelievable events are recorded。
就好像在耶稣在水上面行走了。
For example, that he walked on water。
水变酒了。
He changed water into wine。
瞎子看见，使人复活了。
Blind see and。
那些在很多人的眼中就是觉得不太可能发生。
To many people, these are impossible things.
他们所抱着一个观念。
Everybody agree.
因为在一个自然跟物质的世界上面。
In the natural world.
每一个结果。
These are events.
他们都必然会有一个自然的原因。
It's not in accordance to the nature cause and effect of the nature. 明白吗？
因为他们从来没有看过超自然的事情。
Because they don't believe in the supernatural.
然后他们就认定这个历史上面从来没有发生过超自然的事情。
And that's why they conclude that in history there cannot be any supernatural event.
他们一开始就已经否定了超自然的事情。
They deny everything that's supernatural.
这样他们所得出来的结果，当然是说圣经上面所写的是错的。
From that perspective, you can only conclude the Bible is false.
其实我们是不是应该从另外一个角度去看这个事情呢
？But should we also see the thing from the possibility of a supernatural?
一种开放的。
Has an open mind.
我们是不是应该先承认人的有限
？Should we first start with acknowledge the limitation of man?
我们根本不可能把整个宇宙都知道。
We cannot possibly comprehend the universe.
是由于我们的不足。
Because of our own limitation.
我们根本没有办法否定神的存在。
Our own limitation.Dispute our denying the possibility of supernatural.
起码我们可以在历史上面。
In fact, in the historical event,
我们应该用一个谦卑的心。
We really do have to humble ourselves.
去寻找答案。
So objectively search for the truth.
我常常会找，我会问自己一个问题 ，What if？
I often ask myself what if。
我们会不会想一想 ，What if 耶稣基督是真的就是从死里面复活了
？What if Jesus actually raised from the dead？
有没有可能门徒所见所写的都是真的呢
？What if everything recorded by the apostles are all true？
我们应该有这一个前提的假设。
We should have these presuppositions。
我们才可以给存在的证据一个公平的审查。
And we can examine these facts objectively。
我们凭新证据的去研究这个历史的事实。
So we can examine these historical events fairly。
Yeah。好，我现在回到我刚刚所说到的一些事情。
I want now to draw a few conclusions。
第一个。
First。
耶稣基督的生平跟复活的历史
The event, the life of Jesus
我们可以把它拉到是他死后二到五年以内都写下来
We can conclude that these are events These events are recorded 3 to 5 years after it happened
绝对不是说经过几百年以后之后人补加上去
These are not recording written by people a couple hundred years after the fact
因为在使徒行传我们念过二章二十二节到二十四跟三十二节
because in,、as we read in the book of Acts
and 保罗本身他已经说得非常的清楚
and also in the epistle of Paul
我们应该知道当时候的基督徒
we know the Christian at the time
他们确实的知道了耶稣的事情
they witnessed what happened to Jesus
他们确认了耶稣复活的事实。
They confirm the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为在使徒行传所写的，他把耶稣复活跟他显现给哪些人列出了一个详细的名单。
They list all the events that Jesus appeared to his at the time that Jesus appeared to his apostles.
因为这个事情这个记录跟事情发生的时间只是那么短
because、the time between the recording and the event itself are so short
我们作为陪审员的绝对会接受这样一个证供
any peer jury member of the jury will accept these as evidence
因为我们知道这个证供是建立在一个历史真实的事件上面
Because these evidence are based on historic facts
如果试问
Finally, I want to ask you
如果这耶稣复活这个事情不是真的在历史上曾经发生过的话
If the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not true
有人亲眼看过有人证明这个是事实
But someone witnessed and claimed that it happened.
为什么有上千上万的基督徒宁愿把生命献上
How come thousands of people are willing to die claiming that to be true?
也不愿意放弃耶稣
No, but they would not deny Jesus.
因为觉得没有人认为是个谎话而坚持到底
Nobody would die for a lie.
你们记得雷根总统在水门事件的事情吗
？You remember President Nixon during Watergate？
当那个 court 法庭要叫他们的人对 court 上面做见证的时候
，When they called the witness to the court，
雷根跟他的几个幕僚跟他 staff，
Nixon instruct his staff，
他们成立一个攻守的。人的人们
they form an alliance
说他们怎么样也不要说出真实的事情
under no condition would they reveal what happened
不过
but here
不到一个礼拜的时间
within a week's time
其中一个最重要的人物。
One of the critical members of the alliance.
他就把 Lesson 有牵涉到什么事件的事情跟那个法官说了。
He revealed many events of Nixon to the judge.
他后来跟记者说。
And after he told the newspaper.
因为我不能为一个谎言。
Because I will not for a lie.
赔上我一生的成就。
I don't want to give my a whole life.Live my life for a lie.
你们知道 Nixon 那个时候还是大权在握，他还是有权的总统。
Because you know Nixon during that he was still the president.
不过他的幕僚绝对不会为了这个原因为他说假话。
But even his dad could not live in the lie.
然后你去看一看耶稣的信徒。
Now you look at the disciple of Jesus.
耶稣不是一个很有钱有势的人。
Jesus was not a powerful person.
他们的信徒为什么愿意为他而死呢？
How are all these disciples willing to give their life for him?
因为很多人都知道，只要他否认了耶稣的复活的事情，
If they are only willing to deny the resurrection of Jesus,
他们会有很大的好处。
They will be accepted by the society again.
老另外一点。
Finally,
除了复活了以后，没有更好的理由去解释耶稣的弟弟雅各。
Besides the fact that Jesus raised from the dead, you really cannot explain the event recorded by James.
因为雅各跟保罗都是一个非常的不相信耶稣的人。
James and Paul are not believers of Jesus from the beginning.
他们为什么会在耶稣死后不到两年的时间一一坚信耶稣基督的事情？
How come afterwards that within 3 years of Jesus' death they become believers?
甚至他们把生命都赔上。
And both of them died for their belief.
在我个人的意见里面，除了耶稣真的复活了。
In my own judgment, the only thing you can explain is that Jesus actually raised from the dead.
我找不到其他更好的证据。
Because there's no other way to explain it.
除非你们可以给我一个。
Maybe you can have a better explanation.
我们的结论是。
Our conclusion is.
耶稣基督的存在，在历史上的事件所行的神迹。
You cannot deny what Jesus has done in history.
这都是。客观的事实。
These are all objective truth.
不会由于你不相信。
You will not change just because you don't believe.
绝对不是你信则有，不信则无。
Not depend on whether if you believe it, then it's true. If you don't believe it, it's not true.
在现在的时代里面。
In our time now.
就算有千万的证据放在你的面前，
If there are many evidence presented to you,
我们都知道人生刚硬，
We know our heart are hardened,
实在是很难把罪人回转，
It's impossible to turn a sinner around,
就算有些人真心感受到耶稣基督的爱，
Even people who experience the love of Jesus,
他们还是不接受耶稣基督。
They still would deny him.
我可以跟大家说
，I can confess to you.
证据是非常重要。
Evidence are very important.
不过我们都知道
，But we also realize.
信仰绝对不是由辩论而得到的。
You cannot gain faith through debating.
不过证据只可能。把那些不相信的人
The evidence can help people who have trouble believing
向前踏了一大步
So they can move forward
最主要的事情
The most important thing
是我们基督徒怎样称心来做见证
That we Christians how we going to be witness for him
使到那些不相信耶稣基督的人
For those who did not believe in Jesus
看到耶稣基督怎样改变我们的生命
As a witness, see how Jesus Christ has changed our life.
这样才是对耶稣基督一个最大的证据。
That will be the best evidence they can see.
保罗在他最后在使徒行传在那个哥林多前就说，基督若没有复活。
Paul in the book of Corinthians he says,
你们所信的都是妄言的。
If Jesus had not raised from the dead, but all that we believe is in vain.
所以各位陪审员。
That's why my jury, member of jury.
你们听了那么多证据了。
Wait, as you examine all these evidence.
你们心里面应该有一个结果。
You must have a conclusion.
不要把你的心再僵硬。
Don't harden your heart.
承认耶稣基督是在历史上面真实发生过的。
Acknowledge that Jesus walked in history.
是福音所写的是历史上真实发生过的事情。
The event in the gospel are actually happened in our history.
这个就是我今天所要说的。
This is the statement I want to make.
谢谢。
Amen.